fellow freedom fans. You're listening to Preservative Talk Radio, brought to you by Freedom Ministries, where we confront the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Find out more at PreservativeTalkRadio.com. Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with this Preservative Talk Radio. I engage the issues, as you know. Come on, follow the bouncing ball and say it along with me on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Whatever you do, don't call right now, 888-248-2046. Don't you do it. I have a special guest. You guys, okay, I know you love me, but you also love my special guest because we're all special, aren't we? All right, any of you have seen the Incredibles, you can call me later and tell me whether that's a correct statement or not. But let me go ahead and thank you for being here, Dr. McTernan. And I just want to mention to the audience real quick, I'm going to repeat this later, but go to the website, defendproclaimthefaith.org. And actually, Dr. McTernan, just hold on. I got one more thing that I would like to address my audience here. In America, our generations have been indoctrinated to say that the Bible is wrong. Billions of taxpayer dollars are invested in the lives of our young people saying it's a bunch of hocus pocus, that we actually really came from nothing. Everything that is so awesome you see around you came by accident from nothing. You're being told that that is the truth. So I'm going to tell you, it's possible. It's just statistically possible, 50-50 chance, generation, that you've been lied to. It's possible. Okay, so let's see what the other half say. So I have Dr. John McTernan, who is, I say in the most positive way, he's a wonderful, nice, religious fanatic. He actually thinks that we came from something that was bigger than us. So after all that, Dr. McTernan, thank you. And if you could, just I'd like you to tell my audience, me and my audience, about yourself, what's been your vocation in the past, your education, and essentially bring us to the point where in your present ministry.
I like to say in my previous life, I am retired now. I was a federal agent with the United States Treasury Department for 26 years as the agent in charge of the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania office. I have a Bachelor of Science from Virginia Commonwealth University and a PhD in Biblical Studies from Calvary Christian College. The actual ministry that I have, Defend and Proclaim the Faith, started in the mid-80s, and I have a blog that is very popular. It's called John McTernan's Insights, and on this blog, I keep the viewers up to date. I mean, literally, almost to the minute, up to date to prophetic-related events like what's happening in Israel, what's happening with Islam, what's happening with the world economy, and what's happening, I call it with the hard left, the left movement in America, the advancement of the homosexual agenda, things like that. So, and then my best-selling book is, I have about 8 books, but this one is the best-selling. It's called As America Has Done to Israel. And the heart of this book is I make correlations between as the United States pressures Israel to divide the land and Jerusalem, that incredible disasters, the greatest disasters ever hit America, are coinciding with pressuring Israel. For example, the Northridge earthquake, Hurricane Andrew, Hurricane Katrina, the Joplin tornado outbreak. So I document this so the reader, and also I keep it up to date on the blog, the reader and viewer can see with their own eyes the correlations.
Okay, and I'm going to ask you some questions, remind us about As America Has Done to Israel, the book, and your website, defendproclaimthefaith.org. Tell me about this. On your website, I see that you were involved with International Cops for Christ. What is that?
I co-founded that group because of my law enforcement background. I co-founded that group right around 1980 in the New York metropolitan area. But I've kind of moved on from after retiring, and I have this full-time ministry now. So I'm not that active in Cops of Christ. I did have a prison ministry, a part of it. And right now, basically, it's an internet ministry handing out literature. I mail out a lot of literature to people in law enforcement from Cops for Christ.
And this is for the audience. You sit and go, oh, these guys are a bunch of nuts. Everything that happened was just coincidence. Is it true? Is it true? I don't know. At least listen to it. And then what if in 10 years you connect dots and all of a sudden you say, uh-oh, statistically, what's the odds of this bean count? And I just want to mention, and you may know this, Dr. McTernan, is that the weekend of Katrina, they were going to have in New Orleans a their own homosexual Mardi Gras. That was actually a celebration that was scheduled in New Orleans for that weekend of August 29th of 2005 when Katrina hit. Were you aware of that?
Yes, and I did not put that in my blog. I do have it on my blog, but I didn't put that in my book because the book focuses strictly on Israel and the United States.
Right.
However, I have another book that's out of print, and I'm working to get it back in print, called God's Final Warning to America. And these correlations that I make for United States touching Israel and dividing the land, which the Bible forbids, by the way, and dividing Jerusalem, the same thing is happening in relation to homosexuality and abortion. And I'll just throw this out real quickly. Hurricane Sandy, which hit New York, the hardest hit was New York, although New Jersey was hit also. It occurred literally while the New York Supreme Court and the mayor of New York City were promoting homosexual marriage. The Supreme Court, the hurricane was on the way when the Supreme Court of New York State threw out an argument against homosexual marriage and said it will not entertain any more cases about it. And the mayor of New York was campaigning in Maryland for homosexual marriage, and Hurricane Sandy hit New York with devastating power 3 days later. And in fact, Obama, during the election campaign, was campaigning for homosexual marriage virtually right as the hurricane hit. So the headlines are these homosexual activities, the homosexual agenda, and Hurricane Sandy hitting at the same time. And I post this on my blog so that the viewers can see it. You know, I'm not making this up. I'm not twisting it. I'm not adding things. There it is. Here's what New York State is doing with homosexual marriage, and here is Hurricane Sandy.
Now, what was the category of Hurricane Sandy, either its winds or water, when it hit?
Well, yesterday or the day before, it was upgraded to a Category 3. So they said it was a Category 3, which is extremely rare. The last one to hit the New York area like that was 1938, and the one before that was 1812, I believe.
Well, I want to talk about that, because as you just told me that, I got the heebie-jeebies. You know, I mean, I got the shivers up my spine, because I saw that as a part of your book, As America Has Done to Israel, 8 months ago, you had a TV interview that you did. You were a guest on somebody else's show, and you described something that was happening the month that, you know, within a month prior to that hurricane hitting, and you described how that hurricane hit at the optimum moment to do the most destruction, and it hit just dead center on the largest Nazi celebration outside of Germany. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, you're talking about the Great Hurricane of 1938.
Yeah, and I'm kind of connecting right here, because just the Sandy question, when I saw this video, I was going to ask you, just even, it wasn't part of my list of things to talk about today, but it made me think, and I was going to say, hey, during the Sandy event, what was going on that would possibly make a hurricane hit dead center where it did? And it is interesting when you just told me that it was indeed a Category 3 hurricane, that it flashed exactly to what you described on that TV show that you described months prior to Sandy hitting. So now it would be the fourth major hurricane like that in long history. So just go ahead and tell my listener about that, because that is in, and I'll just remind our listener who I'm talking to. This is Dr. John McTernan. He has a website. I encourage you to check it out, defendproclaimthefaith.org. Yes, he is a religious fanatic. He's a happy, wonderful, loving religious fanatic, and it's part of the wonderful diversity that we have here on Preservative Talk Radio. But he's got a book, very good book, As America Has Done to Israel. And the question I put to those of you who have been taught through massive amounts of taxpayer dollars that there is no creator, that the Bible is false, and they're telling you that you came from nothing by accident. The awesome you came to you by accident, contrary to the laws of physics. Now, that's what's being told to you. Is it possible you've been lied to? So there's the question. Now, let's look at another fact in history. There's a country called Israel. The word Israel was a person's name in biblical history. Is it possible that the Bible is accurate? So I'm going to go on to the question I posed to Dr. McTernan. Then his book, As America Has Done to Israel, he mentions something, and if you're just tuning in right now, she just popped in. He's going to describe an event that happened in 1938 that is it coincidence? Okay, go ahead, Dr. McTernan. I had to get that out of my system, and now it's all yours.
Well, I've got to get something out of my system before I answer that question. I'll do this very, very quickly. I'm often asked, like, prove God. We live in, like, a scientific age, and we look for proof. So people will ask me, prove that God exists. And this is what I do. I go to Bible prophecy specifically about the nation of Israel. And I tell the people, or person, maybe a person listening, maybe that question might be in their mind. And I say, now we have a nation, the modern nation of Israel. It was out of existence for almost 2,000 years. And before that, 2,600 years ago, it was completely destroyed by the Babylonians. Millions were killed, or a million were killed. The survivors were taken to Babylon. Usually in history, that's it. They get absorbed into the conquering culture. You never hear of them again. But the Jews came back. There is a covenant that the God of Israel made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and their descendants, that they would always come back to the land. If they were judged and removed, that covenant brings them back. So 2,600 years ago, they came back. 600 years later, the Romans dispersed them into all the world. In our lifetime, they're back again. They speak the same language as their ancestors, Hebrew. It's very, very close to ancient Hebrew, written very close. It's a nation again. The capital is once again Jerusalem. They have shekels for money. There is no nation on earth like this. 2,600 years ago, they were removed from the land. They were brought back. 2,000 years ago, they were removed from the land and they were brought back. There are whole chapters of Bible prophecy about this, about the dispersion of the Jews and the reason for it, and them bringing them back, God bringing them back based on that covenant. And when they come back, like they are now, this is a warning that of the second coming of Jesus Christ, that Israel will be a nation, Jerusalem will be a capital, there'll be huge wars in the Middle East culminating in Armageddon, and as Armageddon is taking place, it triggers the second coming of Jesus Christ. So for those that they prove the authority of God's word, Israel, it's a nation again after 2,000 years. Jerusalem is the capital again. They speak Hebrew. They have shekels for money. And I don't know if that's not enough to prove the authority of the Bible. I really don't know what is.
Yeah, I took note that today when I was preparing for the show, I was doing some homework. And I noticed that in 1948 that they called Eretz Israel. You know, I'm trying to use the accent here and not doing it well. But it means that they, you know, in English, they said that means the state of Israel. No, it doesn't.
Yes.
It means Israel land, doesn't it? Let's go to Israel land, almost like Disneyland, but it's Israel land.
The land of Israel.
Okay, we'll be right back, folks, with this Preservative Talk Radio. Stick with us. It's getting exciting. Let's find out from Dr. McTernan what happened in 1938, coincident with some other event.